My name is Teresa Coleman. I am 16 years old. Today is, I don't even know what the date is, March
26th.
April. The 26th, and I'm speaking with Natalia Lopatina. We're recording this in Glenview, Illinois. So Natalia, tell me about where you're from. And
I'm from Lvov. It's a part of Ukraine. Before the 1990, it was the social, it was the Soviet Union. We was in Soviet Union all together. And after the 1990, Ukraine started a separate country. So I grew up with the Soviet Union. When the we got all the same country for Belarus, Ukraine, Russia. Why we separate? Because the social the Moscow was the capital, and they dictate us what to do, what to grow, how to put the soil, what kind of soil. So they was the bosses. So Ukraine wants to be a separate, and all small country wants to be a separate to do what they decide to do, not to have big bosses from Moscow. They didn't know what's going on in our country, but they make a direction what we have to do.
Mm-hmm. And who was leading that at the time?
The time when I was grown up, I remember we was waiting in the long line. It was the president of the Soviet Union was the Nikita Khrushchev.
Very fun name. And when this was all happening, so when you were younger, is there any differences before, like, not before you came to America, but did you see any changes when you were growing up there?
Of course. We got, we didn't know what's going on in America because this part was closed. We got the curtain, the... it said the so it was the close part because our communism wants to close this part how in America, and they never said people what's going on. So propaganda was very bad in Russia, and they told that in America it's all poor people, and there is no trees, and there is no, it's all parking lot with the poor people. It's in my mind how I described in my mind when I was a girl.
Yeah.
What is in America.
And how did that change for you? Did you just decide to, like, go to America and see how it was?
You know, when I came, when I came to America, I was shocked. I went to one family. They got the glass. They got a crystal garbages in the bathroom. Of course, it's amazing. According to Ukraine, which I left in 1995. It was the poor country. We didn't have a lights. So we got the lights. Every second big apartment got the lights. The big house got the lights, you know. And next, today we got, next day they have. We were sitting without lights whole day. Can you imagine? No electricity, no nothing, no hot water. So it was awful. And when I came here, it's a big difference. It's a huge, it's a development country. Everybody smiling. The first what I see, it's a smile people. I was amazed of their sunny smiling all the time. Everybody smile, and it was for us, it was like, are they all crazy? Why they smile? And after the while, we understand because of the sun, because of the people, because of the difference of their people. So people was happy here because they don't struggle with another stuff like no water, no food, no nothing.
And I was reading someone from Ukraine said that when she came here, it was very different how people talk to each other, like a stranger would come up to you, and that it wasn't as a like you, more people wouldn't do that in Ukraine.
Of course.
Yeah.
On the street, we never got anybody in the street to talk about. Hello. To talk about, nobody on the street will never talk to you. Everybody watch the on the ground, not on the people, because a lot of problems in everybody heads. They have to think, number one, what to how to feed your kids, how to what to dress, because there is nothing, there is no clothes, there is no shoes. If I got one pair of shoes for the whole year, it was I was rich.
Mm-hmm.
One pair of shoes for the whole year. I was rich. A lot of people wear, they go, they repair their shoes, they change their heels, they do everything.
So as you became, as you came to America and you started getting to know the American people, did you ever have someone that, like, did you ever have to touch base with people who came also from Ukraine or Russia? Did you know anyone when you came here?
Of course. We came here, and a lot of people who used to be here for 10 years, 5 years, of course, we saw they was different. According to us, we was like stupid. They didn't understand in which country we are. We was amazed. We was didn't understand it, what's going on here.
Mm-hmm. And was there like a language issue for you at first, or did you know
of
English?
Of course,
before?
It's the most people who came from different country. The most big part is the language. There is very hard to do the language. But I went to school, I learned English, I came here. Before I came here, I went to school again in university, which I went, I got the English. So everywhere I speak English. When I came here, I went to college and I got English. And number one, the most, of course, helpful, I went to American society and I start to speak.
Mm-hmm. Did you try to engage like random people to speak English with you, or did you like?
No, I wasn't working. I was working at my work, and I tried to. Plus, I read a lot of newspaper and book, and this is coming.
Mm-hmm. What was your first job coming here?
My first job was security. I went to be a security in Emeritech.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
And so. The people that you were working with, was it very like easy transition, or was it?
Some of them easy transition, some of them not easy, because they have a special, especially the African American people, they got a little bit different, but it's coming.
Mm-hmm. And gosh, what was I going to say? Is there anything that you would have changed about America when you came here, or even today, that like something that?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing. Nothing. I like this country. I like, I got live here, so I see different between our people and their people, and here in America.
Mm.
They got more open, they more smiling, they got more opportunity. They got more life here, because we, when I grew up, I didn't have nothing. I study. My life when I was a schoolgirl, it was not happy, because it was studying and coming to school. And according to American, actually, school, Ukraine school was more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
More and difficult.
When you talk to Olivia about school, do you tell her any of that, that she has to work hard?
No, I told her that I was sitting working in mice when I was in high school. I was working when I come home and I went to sleep at 10 o'clock. So from 2 to 10, I study, and study.
Mm.
We got the book. We have to read every day 100 pages for Russian literature. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. So we got a big, huge books for 1 week, like Tolstoy, Dostoevsky, and Tolstoy... war and I don't know how to Vojna I Mir. It's in English probably
War and Peace.
Yes, War and Peace. It's a 600 pages.
It's huge.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
My sister's read it.
Yep.
When you were raising Olivia with an American culture, I'll put this on pause. So when you were raising Olivia, was there the mixing between American culture and like your culture? Of course, was there anything that was different about it than you growing up?
You know what? There is we little bit lost the cultural of the Ukraine and most cheese.
Thank God.
And she's most raised by, like, all American girls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you ever miss it, like, having that culture? No.
No.
No, you no. like this way of life better?
We go.
I cried last time we went to Ukraine.
We go to the church, like, our Easter gonna be this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the Greece. We got the same calendar like Greece.
Yeah, the Orthodox.
Orthodox, yes, we are Orthodox. So it's only the reason, the different, but the same cultural, the same, nothing.
Olivia, what other?
In this country, when I can tell you, in this country, if you want to build your career, you will build. In my country, if you want, no, because of the it's a corruption, everything is money, and here it's different, because if you want, you will learn. And when I went to university, I went to mechanical university in the Polytech. Because if you want to go to be a doctor, you have to pay a lot of money. So my mom supposed to got a lot of money to the pocket of the people who get the examination.
Mm-hmm.
It's not how you go to school. You went to university and you got the testes. And this test, if you pay money, you'll go. If you not pay, bye-bye, even if you are very good and everything was...
No opportunity for no scholarships opportunity. Or anything.
No, absolutely. No, you went to university, you have to pay for the pocket, you know?
Mm-hmm. So the people who had money, just those were the only ones with opportunity.
It's not going to the school. It's going to the people who got this exam.
Mm-hmm. And they make money off of it.
Yes, of course.
Only them.
But the school is for free. The good thing is in Ukraine, health insurance, there is no insurance at all. Health is all for free, but the quality of this free, it's
not
different.
Very good.
Yes. And you go to school, no pay. You go to university, no pay. Everything is free.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Let's see. What's my other question.
What is the...
What has been the most difficult part of becoming American? Has there been a difficult part for you, or is it mostly the language? Or Obviously, you have that down now, but... What about the family? Family? Leaving any family?
We got all family here, so for me it was not hard.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's the difficult in languages.
It's you speak four languages, so don't you?
Yes, I do. The knowledge of language, of course. And it's not a difficult. It's just, you know what? Here is the different life. Here, if you got job, you live decently, mm-hmm. you know. If you don't have, but you have the opportunity to find the job.
Yeah.
That's it.
Very much different.
Of course. Very much different. In my country, right now, my husband's sister, she is 46 years.
She's still
and
back,
nobody, sir? Yeah, no, she's in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody got her to work because she's old.
Oh.
46 years.
So what is she doing now? Is she?
She's trying to find a job.
And it's just impossible for her to do?
Very hard to find. 46 years.
Does she have kids too or no?
Yes, she got. She got kids, of course.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Liv, do you think of any questions?
No, I did the cold war with her.
She asked me about the different. Liv asked me about the second war. She asked me when my mom was... I gave her my mom's pictures when Lvov, this kind of, like this.
What did the cold war... How did you experience it? Like, what was your...
You know, the Cold War was really bad because we didn't know that America is very development and very rich country, and because it was closed,
mm-hmm.
we don't have any picture, any radio, nothing. So we didn't have any information.
Mm-hmm.
Information was closed. Some of the guys who got in the mountains or in the big woods, they got they opened the, we call it Radio America, Radio America. It's Radio America, Radio America. Yes, in Russian, in Ukraine was said about this.
Did they come down and tell stories about it? Or?
They talk stories on the radio. If you go to the mountains, you can on the you can get them,
mm-hmm.
but it's very hard to get the story from Radio America in Russian because the communism closed, they blocked.
That's crazy.
Uh-huh,
uh-huh.
Oh. Because they don't want to know to inform us.
Mm-hmm. Liv said something about you being able to go to the other side of the Berlin Wall.
When you were when people weren't allowed to travel, you got to you were the best engineer.
No, there is no traveling at all.
Oh my God, no. Well, okay, obviously not. But like you got to go to Berlin because you were the best engineer.
Yes. Yes. So I won the travel package to Germany,
mm-hmm.
because I was the best engineer. I won the ticket to Germany.
Was that fun to go there?
Yes, it was. And when we listen. When people went to Germany in Berlin, store the sausage and the meat store, they fell. Because they didn't expect how many different sausage can be.
Mm-hmm.
We stay in the line for our store was closed. There is nothing in store.
Mm-hmm. And so Germany was Germany better than Ukraine?
Of course.
Yeah.
There is no, I tell you, some people fell because they never expect how many different sausage they can find in their store.
And did you ever consider going to Germany, like moving to Germany or no, over the United States or?
No, of course not. You know, some people, some of my friends went to Germany and they live there. They got a lot of social programs. They live not bad, but we have relatives here. I have my aunt here. Why we came to America? Because we have aunt and I got two cousins here. Mm-hmm. Plus, they signed for me for the green card. Mm-hmm. I won the green card.
Oh, is it the lottery?
Yes,
no,
it's a lottery. I won the lottery to come here. I got the education. I got the apartment, 3-bedroom apartment. I was not poor in my country.
No.
My husband got the car, so we was not poor. My daughter used to live in the capital, in Kyiv. She was the student in the American Institute. But still, I came here and I saw a big difference.
What was your reaction when you got the lottery? Were you very excited? Were you?
You know, I didn't know. This time when I got in 1995, 94, we didn't know what to do with this. And I came here like it was the interesting traveling for me. Mm-hmm. You know, I never thought that I will stay here. I thought I will come, see, and go back.
Mm-hmm. That's not how it went,
no,
though.
No, you
course. Fell in love with America.
I fell in love with America, and that's it.
That was amazing.